Parented Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Gams. Join me as we explore the hardest job that you will ever love, that of parenting your child. Today we meet Rachel, owner of a local almond butter company named Revival Foods. She's on the cusp of beginning true parenting with a two-year-old and a two-month-old. Prior to two, or until your children begin to talk, it's really just caretaking. It's not real parenting. And she has begun the real parenting and is here to ask some questions. Let's meet Rachel. Okay, so let's get more specific here. Okay, what came to mind when you described the scene with the living room, okay? Mm-hmm. Living, playroom, all that. I don't know why, and I've never said this, but it just came to me, Rachel. I want a blanket or something, a sheet or something over that TV.
I know.
That's what I was, can it happen? Can you put something over it?
Well, it's kind of high.
Okay.
It's like high up on our mantle.
Okay. Something that drapes over the front that is an indicator to a little person like him that it's not available. It's a signal to him. So he doesn't need to ask you.
Yeah.
Like it's a message that this is not about, because I'm just seeing that there's a kid in a playroom that is an addiction. All these screens are addictions for us adults, and they're addictions for children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're trying to put yourself between them and an addiction.
Right.
It's sure. Not a pretty place.
No.
Really ugly, in mm-hmm. fact. So that, I'm just, any ways that we can interrupt you being the authority or you putting yourself between him and addiction mm-hmm. is going to really help everybody. So I just had this visual of, let's cover that up so that, and you tell him that when that's covered, you don't have to ask. It's not available.
Yeah.
It's
a good idea.
No TV mm-hmm. if that's covered. If it's open, and you can decide, like, you know, at 4 in the afternoon when you're tired and it's fine for him to watch a movie or whatever you decide, or you're making dinner or whatever,
uh-huh.
you know, you're doing your work, then let it, and see if he notices that it's, oh, you know what I mean? Like, he may not notice, and then you never have to turn it on.
Right. That's a good idea.
But yeah. It's like just a visual cue so that there's no more discussion between you and Jonathan about can I?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because you just turn it back on. If I'm Jonathan, can I have a, you go, is there a blanket there, or is it open, or is it, you know, like whatever words he
right.
understands with you?
Right.
Like, is there a blanket or no blank? Like, so that you turn it back to me to ask me the question as Jonathan instead
uh-huh.
of you answer.
Yeah, that's good.
You come back to mm-hmm. me of, is there a blanket or no blanket? And he'll go, well, there's a blanket. Oh, well, then you know.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be the authority anymore. The blanket's already the authority.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we have to take ourselves out as often as we can because mm-hmm. we're already the authority
right.
so many times.
Yeah, because so often it's like I'm trying to divert him. You know, I'll put out different toys and sometimes yeah. that works. You know,
yeah,
I'm like
well,
trying
he's
to
easily
switch up
distracted
the space. But, you know, then
age.
All of a sudden it's like, you know, he sees it and finds
yeah.
that TV and he's like,
yep. That's torturous
yeah,
at
exactly.
his age. It is torturous
mm-hmm.
at his age. So I want some kind of signal that it's just not even available.
Yeah. I like that.
For
that's
him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. I mean, it's like putting it in his room. I mean, really.
Right.
Like, this is just torture.
That's the main space. So
right. Well, yeah. I mean, it's like an alcoholic in a bar. Like, you just don't do that.
yeah.
You don't go. If you don't go, you don't put yourself in that
right.
situation. If you don't, because that takes a whole lot of more willpower or discipline. And we don't, why do that to ourselves?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So the same for him. Like, it's like, okay, so that was the first thing. Okay. You said something there too about, let's talk about a little bit about this no word too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, all right. No. Do you like hearing people tell you no?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. It doesn't feel good.
Right. It doesn't. It doesn't. Universally, none of us do.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a very discouraging word. It's discouraging. Like, it doesn't
it
feel
is.
Good. It's
yeah.
discouraging. Like, to go, oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no. Oh.
It's deflating.
Like, yes, yeah. deflating. Okay, so he's a little person new on the planet, and he's hearing a lot of this word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And naturally, because at their ages, we're trying to keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're trying to save them from themselves a lot. Truly.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of protection that's going on. Okay. So I would say reserve that word for safety Okay. Mm-hmm. But it can be said, you can extract that word pretty much from your language. And let me show you how. Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't need to use it because it is that it is deflating and discouraging for someone new like him who doesn't have a clue about what is okay. What am I supposed to be doing around here? You know, like, I don't have a clue. I just keep hearing what I'm not supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a discouragement. Like, it makes me kind of come into myself, like pull in. Okay, I'm not supposed to do that. I don't know what I'm that. Okay. So let me talk a little bit about that.
Yeah.
If I say to you right now, Rachel, don't turn around and look at the chocolate boy over your head. Don't do it.
I want to see it so bad.
Your eyes got really big and lit up. And you're like, I'm going to turn around and look at
There's
that.
There's a chocolate boy behind my head.
There's a chocolate boy. Go ahead and check him out.
I have to see it. Oh, my gosh. It's so cute. So funny.
There's a chocolate boy right there.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what we do to children.
Uh-huh.
Don't touch your brother like that. Don't play with your food. Don't run.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And all the brain hears is, touch my brother, play with my food, run. That's all it's hearing. Like you going, I'm going to turn around.
Uh-huh.
Because we put a charge on these things by telling them what we don't want. Okay. So, and it's same with the no. Mm-hmm. Like we say, no, put it over here. Or no, put that back. Or no, you're not wearing that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All of those statements, they don't need the no on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, put that back. Then you're telling me what I'm supposed to do instead of the no.
Right.
Whatever else I said, bring that over here without the discouraging lead on it.
Uh-huh.
Because as this little person, I'm hearing, huh.
Immediately.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Instead of an encouraged place of, okay, you want it over here? You want me to put this over here?
Right.
Then I'm like, I'm more cooperative because you haven't like slammed the no at me.
Right.
So... there are two pieces here. Try if you can, which again, I'm not going to prescribe too much here because there's a lot you're doing. Okay. So it's like, we have to decide at the
simple.
End
yeah.
how many things you want to actually begin to implement, but I'm going to throw tools out here that, the no can be extracted from your language I'm saying you'll be shocked at how little you need a no.
Uh-huh.
If you just tell me as your child what you do want, so it's a shift in your thing. Instead of don't turn around and look at that, it's Rachel, I need you to look this way.
Uh-huh.
There's no charge on that. It's just, this is what I want from you instead of what I don't want.
Yeah.
And it's a little tiny shift. You know what, Jonathan? I really like for you to sit right here. Instead of don't run up those stairs.
Right.
What I want is for you to say, instead of don't yell, I really would like for you to talk softer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play with your food. I really want you to eat the food. Or the food is for eating.
Right.
It looks like you're done. I might need to take the food now. Like, instead of don't, it's this very discouraging place that brings me in, that makes me kind of fearful, and I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Just tell me what you want me to do, and I may or may not do it, but at least it's a place that's more cooperative than discouraged. Mm-hmm. At least I'm encouraged, and I know more, a little bit more about what you want, okay? And same with the no at the beginning. It can be extracted so easily off the front of every sentence that we say to these little kids.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally just remove that word and finish your sentence.
Right. That's a big shift.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even, you don't have to change a thing. Just omit that one word.
Yeah.
Because you're already saying the rest after it.
Right.
You know?
That's cool.
So, okay, that.
Like that.
And then, because what happens is because you know how you said, I said, do you like to be told no? And you said, no, I don't like to be told no. But it becomes, there's a power issue here.
Uh-huh.
Because I need power and you need power.
Right.
And that's the same with Jonathan and with you. He needs power too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying a child should have like all the power. They shouldn't. You need power and he needs power. Everybody's trying to get that need met.
Right.
And so that's going to bring us now, Rachel, into shifting into food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Food and potty training.
Yeah.
Okay. Those two things you have no control over. He has all the power.
Yeah.
He has all the power with it because it's his body.
Right.
So let's be honest. And it makes you crazy, like to the point where you're seeing yourself like force feeding your child.
I'm like, who am
right.
I?
Who am I? Yes. Right, right. Yes. And especially as this whole food person who really desperately wants her son to eat healthy
right.
and eat balanced. Yeah. And it's still whether food goes in his mouth and he chews it and swallows it is entirely up to him.
Exactly.
That's his.
Yeah.
So for us to power struggle around food is only going to make you crazy. And it's only going to dig his heels in. Mm-hmm. Because the truth is, he's going to see how crazy it makes you.
Yeah.
And then he's going to realize the power he has over the big lady. Because the big lady has a lot of power in this house. She tells me where to go, when to go, what we're doing, all this power. And I need power too. And this is one of the ways I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to get power by not listening to her about food because I can.
Yeah. That's a big one.
Yep. And same with going to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
It's the same. And I'm telling you, potty training can drive you to drink.
Yeah.
It can.
I've heard.
So that, and if, and some people, they sail right through it and it's not that big a deal and good for them. But the rest of us, it can be very challenging.
Yeah.
But just know, and I know we're not talking about that yet, but
it's not that far away.
Well, right,
you know,
yeah. Wait till 3 or so with a boy if you can. Like, wait, just don't bother starting to power strip. Because till he's physically capable of pulling himself up the pants up and down and getting up and down off the toilet and that kind of, like, he has to have the gross motor skills and the fine motor skills mm-hmm. to do that.
Mm-hmm.
First.
Yeah.
To be autonomous.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're still involved, so what's the point?
Right. Still, I'd rather just change a diaper.
Right, right. Until he's fully ready to do it himself.
Right.
And own it. Because it is his.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Power and food. So what do we do with food? Oh, this is a big one for you, too, because it's so important for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's also start with, I believe, I've heard this, that children have many more taste buds than adults do.
Hmm.
Okay. Remember how, like, when you're little, you eat all these bland foods. Everybody's, like, eating grilled cheese and macaroni, and nobody's having a salad. I mean, no kid, usually. I mean, some do. There's some rare children. But most kids aren't going, let's have salad.
Right.
Okay? They're not.
No.
No, but later, somehow, we all seem to eventually get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they start out with much more intense taste buds, mm-hmm. or more of them, is what mm-hmm. I've been told. Okay? So it's our job then to expand their palate, which is a journey. It's going to take time. And I've also been told that it takes 7 exposures to a new food before they're going to. So it's, which is feels wasteful and, you know, crazy making.
Yeah.
Yep. I get it. And it's our job to expose. So keep reminding yourself as you make these little plates of food for him that it's my job to keep exposing him. Okay? It's his job whether he chooses opts to put them in his mouth and swallow them or not.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things we can do to help motivate. Okay? So I'm just going to share what I did at my house.
Yeah.
That at our, and I explained this to him that, and I had a little signal, which is this, like I made a tea with my hand, tea for try.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's no more lecture. It was just the tea for try because my daughter would say, I can taste it with my eyes. I don't like it. You know, like, and we would just do this signal.
Okay. That's
okay?
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't need the lecture. If you're sick of saying it, Rachel, they're sick of hearing it.
Right.
Okay. So we don't need to have the lecture. We can
That's
just
good.
Have a signal or a word because we don't need to repeat this. We all know it's like press play.
Right.
We all know what's coming out of my mouth.
Right.
So let's just save the energy.
I like that. That's
okay.
Nice.
So
yeah.
The tea for try. Okay, we just do the tea for try. Fine. But on the plate, you know, it's colorful or whatever, little things. And at our house, you have to taste everything. And you can spit it out if you don't care for it.
Okay. Yeah.
You need to taste everything if you are going to avail yourself of any sweet or dessert after.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I'm a cook that makes those things. I just mean in the pantry, there was always a bowl of like candies, little things, whatever you want in there that was at their level for them to avail themselves after breakfast, lunch, dinner. They can go and take whatever they want if they tasted everything. All they had to do was taste it.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would also have to do, because she was a real drinker, like that I would have to keep the milk.
It sounds funny.
Yeah. She's a drinker. She was a massive drinker early on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so Jonathan is too, though. Like he will drink milk.
And then not be, want any food. And so it was being intentional about not giving that.
Right.
And keeping that aside or keeping that until after, you know, he eats.
Right.
And then provide the milk so he can add that on to the end so that you have any shot at getting any of this food in.
Yeah.
Okay? So limit, if they're drinkers, limit that. If they're fine, then of course keep it there with the meal or whatever. But
because that'll make them not hungry to even eat their food.
Right.
They're just fine. Yeah.
Right. And I probably don't need to talk to you about juice and all that because you're already a person who gets all that. But you have no hope if you're giving your kids that.
Right.
There's no hope.
Right.
I mean, all the sugar stuff, there's just forget it. They're not going to eat broccoli. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So set aside any of the drinks, put the food there, and then whatever those are that are motivating for him. I mean, it could be raisins. I don't care what it is at your house, but those need to be over there. Those are available to you, Jonathan, if you taste everything. And it's entirely up to you. Notice my tone of voice is very neutral. I'm not this coaxing, if you eat everything, honey, then you get the raisins.
Right. Okay?
Because then he knows what I want.
True, yeah.
And he's going to do the opposite because he needs power in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much screw you, mom. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Okay? It is.
Yeah.
So it's a neutral tone because I'm truly giving power to him. It's your choice.
Uh-huh.
And I understand that we have preferences, parents. You know, it's like holding up when you offer a kid choice and you go, do you want to wear this, honey, or this?
Right.
And they're going with the first.
Yes.
But the reason is power.
Yeah.
Because they need power too. And so it's neutral tone is saying, do you want to wear this or this?
Mm-hmm.
And you can have the most wildest, intense preference and you cannot show it. You're talking through your teeth going, you want this one or this one?
Yeah.
Like, because if they know which one you prefer, they're going with the other one.
Right.
And that's just about power.
Yeah.
So neutral tone gives them true power and true choice. So we got a hungry little boy.
We got a hungry little boy
who's woken up. And he's really cute, y'all. Oh, really cute.
He is cute.
He is cute. And he's a big boy. He's a big 15 pounder, we think.
Yeah, maybe even more. Feels like 20. We'll see.
Oh, he's edible.
I know it.
You like this in here, too. You're kind of getting the vibe.
Yeah, he's got things to say, too.
He does.
Almost, buddy. He's pretty content.
Okay. He is. Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what are you hearing so far, Rachel? Tell me where you are right now.
Yeah, I already feel like encouraged and equipped. It's like nice to just have something other than my constant reel that I feel like I'm playing in my head of like the, you know, especially obviously right now, just thinking about food, like that's a big one. And that will just, these are the things that I think can cause so much like elevated stress in my day
for
when
sure.
I'm like, oh my gosh, can we just get through mealtime?
Yes.
Or can we just like, mm-hmm. you know, I just want to get past this without feeling like a crazy woman.
Yes.
So I think that those are, you know, I like the idea of just like being able to clearly communicate in a way that's like, in a way that he gets, you know, I think that's mm-hmm. what I'm hearing most of all with mm-hmm. what you've said so far about the TV and about, you know, saying like not saying no mm-hmm. and just like in a way that's like the way that they think,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to align with that.
Yeah. Right. What it's like to be him. I hear you hearing
exactly.
what it's like to be him.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Putting myself more in his shoes. It's like when he's receiving so much information,
mm-hmm.
just like what his automatic response is going to be. And really I think it's huge just saying it's really what all of us would be like too, if we were having the same things spoken at us.
Exactly.
You know, so I think it's so often it's easy to be like, yeah, but you're the kid, I'm the adult. you know, my way goes. I can tell, I can talk to you like this because I'm the parent.
Right. Yep.
And instead thinking more like you are a little human.
Yes.
And I wouldn't like it if someone was doing that to me.
That's exactly it, Rachel.
Yeah, so, which I think intrinsically, I know that. But when you're in it, you're just like, I'm the boss of you. Can you just listen?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's called autocratic parenting. And autocratic parenting is do what I say because I said so.
Right.
And all that happens with that is kids get sneaky and they rebel and they do it behind their backs because they need power too. And you keep overpowering me and telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I have to get my needs met and I'm going to do it behind your back and you're just not going to know about it.
Yeah.
And then permissive parenting is the other extreme, which is whatever you want, sweetie, whatever you want, we'll do whatever you want.
Uh-huh.
It's no more healthy or effective and kids lose respect for their parents and they feel unloved. In fact, because you won't stand up to me and you won't create boundaries for me and,
right.
and I don't feel loved by that.
Right.
So what's in the middle is a democratic parent. Hi, Ben. I know you're so cute. Is democratic parenting in the middle. Yeah. That's firm and kind at the right. same time.
Yeah.
And so that is true. What you just, that's a huge aha, Rachel, for you to have is that children, just because they're littler, they're not lesser.
Right.
They're just littler.
Right. And that they're not trying to manipulate the system.
No.
I think that's sometimes a, something that we tell ourselves, like, they know what they're doing. And he's trying to, like, get under my skin. He's trying to, like, be a little stinker.
Right.
You know, I'm just like, ooh, you know, I could see that eye, you know, whatever. And maybe there's a part that's like, because he knows. Like,
right.
he does know
right.
enough to see, like, oh, I hear you saying that, and I'm going to do the opposite because you're saying it like that.
Right. But it's all it is him trying to get his needs met.
Exactly.
Okay. That's
right,
all
right.
it is.
Yeah.
Is there, he has a need for power. He has a need for belonging. I need to feel like I fit here. He has a need to feel special, valued, and important, that I'm important to you, not just Ben, but I'm important to you too, and I need your attention and love. I need to feel loved, and I need to experiment and explore. And those are my needs, and I'm trying to get them met over here. And I can get them met in healthy ways or unhealthy ways. I just need to get them met.
That's humans everywhere.
Yes, it
right?
is.
That's all
yes,
of us.
All of us. That's exactly it. Touche.
Yes,
you just,
yeah.
Yeah. And so, but there's been historically, Rachel, this parenting perspective that they're littler, so they're lesser.
Right.
Do what I say because I said so. And children are meant to be seen and not heard. Not so.
Exactly.
They're the same.
Right.
They're just littler people.
Yeah.
With the same needs.
Yep.
Yeah.
My mom and I had this, joke in high school. I think it was maybe freshman year or something. She said something like, she went to go do something and I was like, well, you know, why did you do that? She goes, because I just like, don't, you know, I just did it. She's like, I'm like, well, why? She's like, Rachel, don't ask me why. I just did it. And I'm like, Mom, you know, that doesn't work anymore.
Right.
Right. Like you can't just tell me because I said so.
Right.
Like you, that doesn't work. And now we have this joke and it's like, you know, but that is the way that like,
yeah,
parenting usually is not just like because I said so or just because, just because. Because.
Right. Just because.
I don't have to explain myself to you. You're
right.
A kid.
Oh, know? That's another thing. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Is that we are, they are curious. And if you finish your sentence, they are reasonable people.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you asked your mom. Like there's a curiosity. Why is that?
Right.
And instead of shutting them down, say, we do this. We flush the toilet, Jonathan, so that it's clean for the next person. Finish the sentence, not just, Jonathan, flush the freaking toilet.
Right.
And then it's just a command and an order, and I just kind of hate you for commanding me around.
Right.
Instead of explaining it, you know, bud, we flush the toilet so it's clean for the next person. And they go, oh, well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Like, I'm reasonable. I'm reasonable as a 2-year-old. I'm reasonable as a 4-year-old. I'm reasonable. Explain it to me why you do these things. Because again, I'm new on the planet and I don't get it. I've never been 4.
Yeah.
I've never been 5. I don't know. Just tell me. And then
right.
I'm much more reasonable.
I like
we
that.
Have,
That's good.
You know what, Jonathan? We eat these foods on the plate first before we eat the ones that have sugar in them because these foods help you grow. Those foods, they don't help you grow. They taste really good. They taste really good, but they don't help you grow.
That's good. And I like not over explaining. I think that that's something that I'm wary of. And I hear parents do that sometimes where it's like
this
whole like conversation. We're just going to get really like, let's get down on your level. That's like not bad, you know, but like it becomes so like you're over explaining the situation. This kid is like eyes are glazing over.
It has to be really short because their attention spans are really short.
Right.
So it has to be in a digestible form for Jonathan.
Right.
Okay. So yes, and getting down on his level and saying those things is respectful because then you're not the giant anymore.
Right.
Okay. So anytime you're talking to him, which again, parents that didn't do this ages ago, nobody's parents got down on their level, but you and I are sitting right now eye to eye.
Uh-huh.
It's respectful to be at the same level as someone else.
Right.
It's same with our children because you are a big giant to him. So it's humbling that the giant has come down to explain, you know what, bud? You know why we eat this food? We eat this food so that it helps you grow, so that you'll be 3 and then you'll be 4 and then you'll be 5. Like you grow with this food. And it's like, oh, okay, mom. Like that's it.
Right. That's logical.
Right. And they are reasonable people.
Yeah, right.
So just keep finishing your sentence is all.
That's good.
I'm not
just
talking about
finish
sentence. Mm-hmm. Not a lecture, not a speech, not a dissertation. Just finish the sentence. Hey, bud, get in the car. Hey, bud, we need to get in the car because we're taking Ben to the doctor.
Right.
That's finishing the sentence.
That's good.
Hey, we need to, we're finished your food because we've got like, you know, well, you probably want a time timer. I don't have it in front of me, but there's a thing called a time timer. You get it at timetimer.com or at Lakeshore. And it has, you can see red. Like the red is going away, smaller, 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 indicating that time is getting limited, okay? For small people that don't have a concept of time. So it's like you set that out so that he could see he's got this much more time to finish eating.
Oh, that's good.
Visibly.
Yeah.
Without you saying anything. Because, you know, we got to finish up, bud, because see, look at your timer. Time's going and we got to get in the car to go. Like, it's like, just explain why these things are happening.
Right. Yeah.
And, oh, okay, I get it. I'm coming. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or we need to get dressed. Or today we don't have to get dressed early. We can hang out in our jammies. We got to get dressed, bud, because this is what we're going to do this.
Uh-huh.
Instead of get dressed.
Right. Yeah.
And then I just push against you because I need power too.
Right. I love that.
Okay.
So many good tips.
All right. I have some more, but this is enough for now. That's probably good, right?
Yeah, so I can actually do them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me say one more thing that's simple, too, about the taking things.
Mm-hmm.
The taking things. Because at that age, and even he will, too, because once he can grab, it'll just be take it.
Yeah.
So it's a simple thing that I like the qualifier always, too, Rachel, about at our house. Okay, so at our house. This is at our house. This is what we expect. At our house, this is what we do at our house. Because you're going to get pushback about what other people do or don't do or whatever. Right. But at our house, we don't take things. Okay? So that what that means is you need to give that back to Ben or me. And then we can talk about what you want.
Mm.
So you can say, I want that, mommy.
Mm-hmm.
And you give him the words. I want that, mommy. Or Ben, I want that. Mm-hmm. I want to turn or whatever. But before we even discuss any of that, you can give it back or I'm going to give it back. And then we're going to talk about what you want. Because at our house, we don't take things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's just non-negotiable. You give it back or I'm going to give back. Okay, now we can talk about what it is. It looks like you wanted that.
Uh-huh.
And we don't just take things at our house. So you can like with a little brother, eventually when he's moving around, it's easy to give him something instead. Like Jonathan, if you want that from him, you don't get to take it from him. You get to give him something instead because he doesn't care.
Right.
Give him something else to chew on because you wanted that. Fine. Exchange something instead to him.
Yeah.
And then you get that. That's a courteous, kind thing to do instead of take it. Mm-mm.
Right.
So at our house, we don't take things. Give it back or I'm going to give it back and then we can talk about what it is you want.
I like that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay, well, that's enough. I don't want to overwhelm you with a newborn.
So good.
Okay.
Yeah, these are so good.
Good.
I think I appreciate that they're simple tips enough, like simple things that I am going to write down after this, but write them down and just have them kind of like at the front of my mind, kind of refresh myself when I'm starting to like get to that point where I'm like, oh, this is one of those moments.
Right, exactly. Post them somewhere, like invisibly for yourself so that you have the reminder, like, because then it will help you raise it to your consciousness that this is what I do instead.
Right.
This is what I do instead. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, just pick one of them, Rachel, and go, okay, today I'm going to focus on not saying no.
Right.
Just that.
That's a good idea.
That's all I'm going to do today. And that would be a great practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's unconscious and you'll just fly out of your mouth and you'll go, oh, there it was.
Yep.
There it was.
Oh, yeah.
I just said it. Yeah, you did. but you caught it this time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you caught it. So that's a success.
Yeah.
Like, we're raising our awareness. It's great.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm happy for you.
Yes.
I'm happy. Yeah. They have a great mom. Really.
Try.
That's true. And the fact that you're open to other ideas and learning.
Yeah, I just feel like that's what the season is, that I'm like, you know, I've never done this before.
Right.
I don't know what mothering and parenting looks like. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to raise a toddler. I don't know how to have two kids. You know, I don't know how to do this. So I want any and all advice I can absorb, you know. I'm like, other people have done this before.
Right.
I don't have to pretend like I've got it all together.
No.
You know, like, I can absorb new information and get wise counsel from people that have been there. They know it. You've done it, you know, and, you know, these are some, you know, advice that works too. Like, you know, you've seen it work and I appreciate that.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
I really am.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us
today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No.
It's
exhausting.
Right. You just have to execute it.
Yeah.
Just keep it going.
Yes.
Keep that wheel rolling. Just keep it going.
Yeah. Totally.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Go back. I mean, it's just like every day it's a new thing, you know, and I'm just like,
and it will be.
And I think it just gets that point. Like the other day, David was gone like all day Sunday because he had a baseball game. And, you know, the weekends are like, that's time where I'm like, okay, I'm not alone. You know, like we can do this together. And then to have all day, I was like, by the end of the day, I was like, I am losing my shit. Like, do not touch me. Don't come near me. Like, I need space. I'm going to go upstairs and shut the door. You know, like, and Jonathan hadn't napped all day too. And that was like, so we're trying to take away the pacifier and, you know, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, you know, you just, every little thing then. And that's where I need some tactical things for those moments to keep me from getting so far gone where I'm like, where I do like, and I had this moment probably a month ago or something where I felt myself, you know, yelling out of anger towards Jonathan. And I was like, that is something that I don't want.
I never said it would be easy. I only said it would be worth it. Peace to you, mom or dad. It starts there. You've got this.